Kia ora koutou katoa, welcome to Well With Anahila this nice fine day in November. Today we've got Jason Hitchin to talk about, as you know, it's Men's Health Month, Men's Health Awareness Month, and the program that's been running for the last 6 years is Movember. So we'll have an opportunity to talk with Jason about his day-to-day, his experience as a male living in Papakura. So Movember is an attempt to reduce, so their goal is by 2030 we aim to reduce the number of men dying prematurely by 25%. That's because on average men die 6 years before women, and this month is Men's Health Awareness Month, and we've got Jason Hitchin. Jason, welcome to Well With Anahila. How are you today?
Oh, I'm very good. Thank you for having me on the show. I'm actually in my car at the moment. I'm enjoying the sun outside and getting the fresh air. I'm having a little bit of a busy day at work and I've taken a break. It can be quite stressful during the day because it's very ad hoc type of business that I do. And so it's a welcome break to be on the show.
Well, thank you. I'm honoured that you've chosen your lunch break to have a conversation with me on the radio about Men's Health Month. So great to have you on the show, Jason. Have you grown your moustache yet for Movember?
I attempted to grow one, but it wasn't a very good attempt. I'm going to be visiting my granddaughters this weekend, and I think they might just... I think it's a caterpillar or something.
All right, so Movember. So tell us about Movember. So Movember is, I know that my brother's doing it and he's asking people to donate on his page, yep. But tell us about it.
Yeah, well, it's a charitable event, and basically it's encouraging men to open up, start talking about their feelings and generally their mental health and also their physical health as well. During the month, you grow a moustache and you try and organise events or just check in with your friends, with your fellow male friends. Because males don't really talk a lot about their feelings and health to each other and so forth and that. So really this month is to sort of bring more awareness and to encourage men to sort of really open up. You open up to their friends and their loved ones and so forth, and they're about their physical and mental well-being.
Okay, so for you're a male, obviously. For this month, has anyone reached out to you to have a conversation, or have you reached out? We don't need to hear any names or anything like that, but have you experienced more of that this month than any other month?
A little bit more since I got the invite to be on the show at work. But, in general, we sometimes do talk about it because generally the work colleagues I have here are 50-plus. Mm-hmm. So we generally do talk about our well-being, especially in the health side of things, being overweight and so forth and that. Probably, cancers that come up, when you reach 50 and so forth and that, like your prostate, you've got to get a regular check.
Interesting you brought up, Bob.
You check your car, you go get your oil checked, and, everything gets checked on your car on a regular basis, but we don't do it ourselves, our own body. We need that sort of like big service check on ourselves, and especially now we're growing older, the kids are growing older now, myself, I'm a grandfather, and you want to be around for them and you want to enjoy what time you have left, with them. So you got to get out there and do it.
Well, that's great. It's heartening to hear that, Jason, because around 1 in 10 New Zealand men will develop prostate cancer at some stage in their lifetime. Do you think Movember, having a Men's Awareness Month, has opened up apart from being invited to this program, in your workplace, you said you had some discussions, but has that opened up the discussion to get the warrant of fitness checked on self? Or?
Oh, most definitely. Because a couple of them suffer from high cholesterol, so they're going to be checked. They've been suffering from high cholesterol, it's sort of genetic. And so they have those regular checks and so forth. And one chap, he's in his 70s and so forth. So he's older and wiser, you can say. And so you need to get this done, you need to check this out, and so forth. And you got to sort of listen, especially getting older. Listen to this advice and get out there and do it. One of my colleagues there, he's just taking like half a day off and he's had a big checkup. They're doing CT scan on him and going through all the vitals and so forth and that to check on his heart. He came in today, he's got a monitoring device on him and it's taking his blood pressure on a regular basis. He's got to keep a diary. So, yeah, people are starting to sort of change that blokey attitude, you know. We're a bit lazy, we're a bit blasé, I suppose you could say. We don't go until something's wrong. And I think that sort of attitude is sort of changing a bit.
Okay. With your work colleague, did he go on his own... Did he go on his own accord, or was there an illness before he went to get this check?
He's been diagnosed like with high cholesterol. For a long time, so because it runs in the family, so to speak. So it's this was his own initiative, though, to go out and get like a real big checkup. And which, is quite unfortunately expensive, so it can be probably restrictive to quite a few people, unfortunately. So he's fortunate he can do it and he has health insurance. But, you know, if we can do it, do it. Because I've had my prostate checks.
I was just about to ask you, when was your last health check?
It's been recent, and been typical male, waited. I mean, it sort of started in a little issue just after the election. It's been completed, and I better go and do something about this. So I had that checked at the same time, been in for a scan in Papakura, where they can do the radiology in Papakura. Everything seems to be A-OK. They check your kidneys, they check your prostate, and they check a few other things, and, it's worth it.
So how hard was it, Jason? Because, you know, some people are quite modest about their getting a check down there. So how hard was it?
How hard is it? It's uncomfortable.
I mean, did it take you... How long did it take? Was it 10, 20 minutes?
It's only probably about a minute, a couple of minutes and so forth. It's, the doctors, GPs and so forth, and they're able to, carry it out quite quickly because it is uncomfortable. But I had an ultrasound scan after that to just double-check on that a couple of other things, which, of course, that's not painful or uncomfortable.
And
the process is quick.
So the process is quick, and how did you feel afterwards having gone through and done it?
Getting results and so forth, clears the mind, because it does play on your mind. It builds up a bit of anxiety in yourself, because, as we say, 1 in 10 develop prostate cancer. I mean, that's like 1 in every football, rugby, cricket team will develop it in their lifetime. You want to catch it early if you develop it, because it will kill you. And so it's a relief off your mind if you haven't got it. You don't need to have it in the back of your mind. November is quite probably a good month to do it.
Yes.
It's like daylight savings. We change the batteries in our fire alarms. So it's a good reminder to go out there and just do it.
Oh, thank you, Jason. I think it's great that you've shared about your motivation to be around longer for your grandchildren. You've gone and had your test. It didn't take long. And you're advising men, or hopefully the men listening in our program, to go and do it. And I think listening to you, hopefully our conversation today will encourage more men to go and have that check with their doctor.
Yep.
So we've just had... this year is 1-in-100-year event, COVID-19, and since we heard the word around, let's just say January, February, how do you think COVID has affected men in New Zealand? The men that you know.
The men that I know, because we're a small business, it affects us a great deal. And when you got it, adds real high levels of stress because you don't know what the outcomes are going to be, how long a lockdown's going to be. You're going to lose this business, or if you've got a momentum going, you're going to lose this business for a period of time. So there's sort of no income coming in and so forth and that. Or chap here, he's got his house behind the business. So that comes to mind.
Okay, so it's a small business. The owner uses his property behind the business. And how many people working there, Jason?
Oh, there's probably about four of us. So, we're not a huge business. And we use the wage subsidy and so forth and that, but that still doesn't alleviate... going forward, and the anxiety levels can increase dramatically, not knowing because of the unknown. You're not too sure on what the unknown. None of us knew what the what is going to happen. So it becomes, and the pressure just builds and builds and builds because all they see is the bills. No income coming in, so there's the light at the end of the tunnel was disappearing. And
how did you deal with it, Jason? How did you deal with anxiety in it?
Anxiety, for me, it's a loss of income and so forth. You got to try, you talk about it with your friends and so forth, and you try and focus. Because you got all these thoughts coming into your mind that are not helping you. They're just building up the anxiety because you're saying, oh, I should have done this, or what if this, and so forth. Not dealing with the now, the present, and so forth. You haven't lost anything right this particular point in time. So you've got to try and focus on the now. That's using like mindfulness, and to alleviate that anxiety build up and so forth, because you're not losing anything. You haven't come to that bridge.
All right, so it's just a thinking about it, being anxious about it. So you I was just about to ask you, what worked for you? You mentioned mindfulness. Did you? Yeah, tell us about that, please.
Okay, well, mindfulness is you're becoming aware because you have your emotions, anxiety, you have depression, so you have some negative effects, anger, you feel sad, you can feel happy and so forth. And you've got to realise that those emotions are only temporary. They do pass. And you've got to be aware of... how these emotions make you think and how these emotions make you act. So you could be angry and, a person could be, unfortunately, a little bit of anger and anger buildup could be too, could be violent. It makes them violent. So becoming mindful is becoming aware of yourself and how you act. Anxiety, I do get nervous. I was nervous about coming on this.
Okay.
But you've got to build up your courage and you've got to be confident and so forth and that. And you start thinking about that and you're thinking, well, it's going to be okay. You're going to ride out this wave and it's not going to last.
Yes, yes. And I because I know you, I wasn't aware that you were anxious about coming on the program to have a conversation about men's health, but actually come to think of it, I know that you have started to go to the gym or you are at the gym.
Yep.
Can you, is that some of your strategies that you're using to do address your well-being?
Yeah, well, because I wasn't addressing it. The election was the election period. And that started quite early overall when I was involved in it. Back to even COVID and so forth and that. And that was like a distraction. So you're focusing on that, you're focusing on the work, but you're not focusing on yourself.
Okay, yes.
Yeah. And, I'm going to do something about the weight. So, I once been told, children, your grandchildren, you want to be able to run with grandchildren and enjoy the time with them and so forth and that. And we used to be a reasonably fit. But not so long ago, too. So it's now that that's over and now I'm sort of listening to the election process, on what we all went through, because there was phone calls, there was text messages, there was regular and so forth. And I mean, even like the sine wave, it's disappeared. I'm looking out for it and it's gone. So now I'm coming down into a low type of what do I do? What do I do? And so I'm focused on self and gym. I'll just go and do that. I'll go and do the gym and so forth. I mean, I've
How's it
going? Other things as well, but I've added that into it.
Oh, great. How's it going with the gym? So I think for listeners, they're probably not aware that you were heavily involved in the election in terms of campaigning for a certain party, and that's where you're talking about having a distraction from self. But now that that's all over, you are bringing the focus back onto you and you've started going to the gym. Yeah, so... How's it going?
Well, I've lost 10 kg. My muscles are starting to say, starting to wake up and remembering what they're meant to do. So that's great. and also I drink more water, so, I'm getting my diet into water. So I only eat, do fasting, so I only eat between 12 and 8. You start noticing the difference quite quickly.
All right. What I'm hearing from you, Jason, is that now that election's all over, that was a diversion from yourself. So you've gone to the gym. You're well aware now that using mindfulness as a coping mechanism with whatever's happening throughout the day, and then you're also looking at changing the way you're eating. So tell us about 12 to 8, it's fasting, so you'll fast. So from 12 to 8, that's when you eat, and the rest of the time you don't eat.
Correct, yes. So you've got a window of eating, and you've got to be a bit mindful. It doesn't mean you go out and buy KFC, McDonald's and all the rest of it.
And fill it in those hours.
Amount of food. You're still going to be mindful, and this is mindfulness, because big courses on eating as well. So I'll have a lunch. I'll have a very light lunch. I get like a protein shake and so forth and that. And then I'll just have what I call a normal tea. So you have some salad and I have a bit of meat because I like my meat, so I'm not cutting that quite completely out, but I eat less of it. And I completely cut out breakfast. And so from 8 o'clock, I switch. Because one of my biggest problems was because I enjoy some television series that we have, like on Neon and so forth. I would eat while I'm watching. That's probably one of my biggest downfalls.
Oh, great. Yeah, well, it's really interesting to hear you speak, Jason. For the listeners who are tuning in, it's Well with Anahila, the Labour List MP based in Papakura. I'm just having a conversation with a local, Jason Hitchin. It's Men's Health Awareness Month. And Jason is just sharing what he does for his health. And, yeah, we're at the point now that he's talking about his mindfulness and his awareness of his whole, well, I suppose, Jason, it's like a holistic approach to yourself. You're physical, you're talking about your diet, and then also about your using mindfulness as a tool to deal with the day-to-day, with day-to-day activities. And now, just by talking, in terms of having breakfast and you're watching some TV while you're having breakfast, were you aware of the amount of food that you ate during that time, or?
No, and it's usually it's bad, it's all right to treat yourself once in a while and so forth and that, but you sort of over-treat yourself and sort of not focusing on actually what you're eating. That's mindfulness again, we don't, you got to focus on your now. So, you're putting this, you've focusing on what you're actually putting into your body. More so when you're, trying to practice. I mean, mindfulness and being in your now and that, it's a constant practice. It's like if you play a sport, a gym, you're constantly working at it. So it's not a one-off type of...
All right, so you don't just say, "Oh, tick it, I've done the mindfulness this month, I'm all good for next week." Yeah, okay. So what would you like to see more of men in New Zealand? What would you like to see more?
Yeah, I was thinking about that. Because I explored that website, November website in New Zealand, November, because it's worldwide. And there's videos, John Kerwin, there's Mike King. If you use the internet, use Google and look up men's mental health and so forth, there's lots and lots of sites to help people. I'm just remembering past experiences, and it may have changed. And I had an incident with my ex-wife, which led to myself finding her help through mental health units and at hospital and so forth. And the unfortunate thing is they treated her, not me. And I would have been affected it too. So that's probably what I would like to see more for men as their partners. Both are checked and so forth and that, because you're not addressing probably a whole issue, and that's probably the only thing that sort of popped into my head about that, because like I said, Mike King, John Kerwin, at November is quite a good site there. There's a television series I think currently being screened about being a man, what it is to be a man, on TV1, I think it is. There's a lot of great stuff there for people to pick up and put in their minds, think about it and start talking about it.
Yeah, I've just gone into newzealand.movember.com, and across the screen there's something that comes across the screen, and it talks about, so at the moment it's running across the screen, it says five tips to keep you, five tips that comes across the screen, and number one, it says spend time with people who make you feel good, and number two is talk more. Number three, know the numbers. And number four is know thy nuts. Simple. And number five is move more. So, so that's the website, newzealand.movember.com. And I think most of the things that you've shared today, Jason, is that's what the website is suggesting. So, We've got our last 5 minutes to go. I just want to thank you for sharing your journey with us here at Well with Anahila. But is there a particular area that has really worked well for you, and you wouldn't hesitate to encourage that area to men to look at?
Well, I think if you can, they're not exactly the cheapest courses out there, but there's mindfulness works. They do some like beginners courses in learning about mindfulness and how, you know, emotions affect you and so forth. And I found that worked really quite well. It helped me out of a little bit of a dark spot at the time. Because, you know, currently another friend was actually doing it, and I could see the sort of some of the benefits of it. So I decided that, well, okay, you know, spend some money on myself.
Spend
some money on ourselves, you know, treating ourselves to, tea or whatever it is. But put some money aside, because I think it's got roughly about $130 mark sort of thing for a course.
Yes, I'm looking at the website. I'm looking at the website. It's mindfulnessworks.co.nz, and book a course. It's $135, and they run it in Albany, Auckland Central, Mount Eden, North Shore, Orewa, Pakuranga, Pukekohe, and Te Atatū. So that's a very good information there for everyone to look at. And that's where you're at, Jason. You've taken the program, invested in yourself, and it's reaping the rewards of that, because your conversation today is all about mindfulness. And I'm just looking at the time now. We've got 2 minutes left. Right. Is there anything else you'd like to share with the listeners today, Jason?
Well, I think just quickly, as one of those points, spend time with people who make you feel good. That's friends. I mean, I had some amazing female friends that helped me out of some dark holes and so forth. So try and communicate with your friends, see your friends, catch up with them, and talk about things, open up a little bit.
Well, thank you, Jason. Ladies and gentlemen, we've just had a conversation with Jason Hitchin. He's a local person in Papakura, just talking about men's health, about his experiences. He's given us some really good hints, some tips today on men's health. And I just want to thank Jason for opening up and sharing his experiences with us today. I like how Jason's looking in the future about his grandchildren, spending more time with grandchildren, how he dealt with COVID-19. And I particularly like the fact that he's encouraging men to hang out with friends, open up a little bit more, and with people that make you feel good. So that's it for today. Jason, thank you for being with us today. And unfortunately, we're out of time, but we might have you back at another time to share more of your journey with our listeners today. And thank you, Jason. That was Well with Anahila, the Labourless MP based in Papakura. And that website again is mindfulnessworks.co.nz or newzealand.movember.co.nz. Ka kite anō.